are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon,
WMIE.
And good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice.
And be glad.
In what God is doing. I want to say happy Friday to each and every one of us. And thank you all for tuning in Monday through Friday to make your day count. And we just pray our prayers here is for you to make a quality decision every that God has given you, that you will make that day count. How are you going to make that day count? By doing. By hearing and doing. By hearing what? Hearing what God is saying and then do it. That's how you make your day count. So you hear what God is saying and go out and do it. And go out and make that day count. So every Friday we are on here and we come to you with a message about our city. We want to make our city the place where God reign and rule and have dominion power. So we have to let God take dominion in our city. The city that God assigned us to is Cocoa. That's the city that we are assigned to. God have pastors, Pastor Diana, all over this beautiful county, Brevard County. And he give each and every one of them different assignment. He assigned us to Cocoa. We gladly embrace Cocoa because that's our assignment. And we seek God for the things that he wants to bring forth in Cocoa. And one of the things that he asks us to do is to make him the God of our city. So we have the big billboard and State Road 520, God of the city, God of the city, this city where Jesus is Lord. Remember now, we said, make no mistake, there are many gods, but the one we're talking about is the one that connect to Jesus, where Jesus is Lord. So there can be no mistake when someone read that sign, who we're talking about. The God of the city, where what? Jesus is Lord. He's Lord over my life. He's Lord over your life. He's Lord over the city of Cocoa. And we thank each and every one of you who tune in every Friday as Pastor Di bring you a word from God for your life in the city of Cocoa.
We're going to be this morning in John chapter 3, starting at verse 14 and through 17, as we tie in with restoration. This is our month of restoration, and God has a system in place for restoration. We have to be willing to move forward, to have a from this day forward mindset, to move and to operate in God's system of restoration, which means that we have to do things his way. There, we have to surrender that doesn't fit. We have to surrender that doesn't function. We have to surrender that doesn't meet the expectation. And then we have to go into God's system, the way that he desires for us to do things. In John chapter 3, starting at verse 14, Jesus teaches, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So here they're using the example from Numbers chapter 21. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So in Numbers chapter 21, starting at verse 4, there was a situation and there was a problem.
Yes.
And there was death. And the people were complaining to God that they wanted God to take away the problem.
Yes.
But instead of God taking away the problem, he put a system in place of restoration. So if they chose to do what he told them to do as the solution to what was plaging them, they would live.
Yes.
They would be able to have the restoration that they so desired. So in Numbers chapter 21, starting at verse 4, tells us, then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So just in those last two verses right there, you see that the discouragement was in their soul. The weariness was in their soul. Their soul loathed the worthless bread.
Yes.
Well, they used to really have high value in that bread.
Yes.
They were happy when they first got
That's
that
right.
manna.
Yes.
But now their emotions in their soul, they begin to grumble, mm-hmm. and they begin to complain. And they're in their mode of complaining.
Yes.
They're in their mode of misery. Verse 6, so the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So see, first they noticed their transgression. They said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against, and they identify it. Sometimes we just say, oh, Lord, forgive me, but we don't even identify in our sin.
That's right.
They said, we have spoken against the Lord and against you, which is Moses, who they were talking to. So now they say, pray to the Lord that he take away the serpent. So they wanted to take away the problem. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when they looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. So there was a solution. God did not take away the problem, but he made a way of restoration. So anyone, even if they had been bitten, if they chose to look in the direction of the solution, it says, when he looks at it, shall live. And Moses was obedient to do it. And the people who chose to look toward restoration instead of looking toward the problem, they lived. It was just as God said. They had to be willing to put a demand on the restoration, the system of restoration that God had already set up. So they're comparing that account in Numbers chapter 21. Jesus is using that in John chapter 3 as he's having this conversation with Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee. He was well studied in the books of that they had of the time. So he knew that account in Numbers chapter 21. So Jesus is working to make a connection, a textual connection with him. So he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, when they were in the midst of their problems, when people were dying for their grumbling and their complaining, he said, now, just as that worked, they turned their head to the bronze serpent. Just as that worked, that system that God had put into place, so much more now, Jesus, who has been lifted up, Jesus, who has already been crucified, who has already resurrected, who has already ascended unto the Father, when we now look to him for For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So now when we look to the solution, when we look to Jesus Christ, we shall live. We got to stop looking at the problems. We got to stop building over the faults. We have to look on to God, onto Jesus. It says he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So Jesus didn't come with condemnation. He didn't come to tell us how terrible we were and to slap us around. He came with love. He came with purpose. He came with conviction. And that conviction then should turn our hearts, allow our hearts to be molded into everything that Christ has desired, has designed us to be when we look to him. So we have the God of the city altar so that we are looking to him. We're raised a high place to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking to him. We set our eyes to the hills because whence that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. So that banner, it's announcing the lordship of Jesus Christ over the city of Cocoa. He is the place, he is the one for us to look to. An altar, it's a place of communion with God. It's a tangible place in the earth so that we have a consciousness to communicate with him in that place. In Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 3, it tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, if it say he makes me lie down in green pastures, well, then there's some pastures we know that are not green. Every pasture's not green. But he will make me to lie down in green pastures when we follow him as our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. So as the sheep follow the shepherd is leading them into the green pastures. Then, so whenever they lay down, it's going to be in a green pasture. When they are looking toward the shepherd for guidance and they forsake the brown pastures, he leads me beside the still waters, which means every water is not still.
That's right.
But he leads them beside the still waters. So we have to make a decision. Are we going to look toward restoration or are we going to keep looking at the problem, the undesirable results? And then verse 3, he restores my soul.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.